I am Rusty Wilson from Field Team 6. I'll be hosting Vendorville today. Our first presenter today is Civitec. Civitec is a close partner of ours. They have been for almost ever. We work extremely close with them on a number of things. They power our texting platform. We get data from them. They are also the presenting sponsor for this year's summit, which we are extremely appreciative of. And I hope you heard them on the main stage. They helped us open up the summit. So presenting today for them will be Tisha Garrett. Tisha, go ahead. You should be able to share screen and do whatever you need to do.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Rusty, for having us. Thank you all for being here. And also thank you for doing this hard work of making democracy work for everyone. I'm Tisha Garrett. I'm the VP of Marketing and Communications here at Civitec. I am based outside of DC and have been working in progressive politics and with progressive nonprofits my entire career. So thank you for having me today, and I will hop in. Who is Civitec and what we do? If you heard us on the main stage today, you have a good idea, but we are a leader in voter engagement tools. Our tools encompass the whole kind of spectrum. So we have tools that identify voters. We have access to about 49 million potentially unregistered voters in the country. I'll get more into that. We help you register voters. We help people turn out and reach their voters through vote by mail campaigns with our tool Text Out. And we help campaigns organize. So we help build organizing tools that help people identify the voters they want to reach and then help them track their way through it. I'm going to talk about two of our tools today. First, I'm going to talk about voter registration because I know that is near and dear to this team's heart, and what we can do as a democratic and progressive ecosystem to help expand the electorate in 2024. Forward, not backwards. The problem, we have underinvested in voter registration and engagement. And that threatens democracy. In 2020, organizations came out in full scale to help turn out voters. We've seen a lag in that since then. And really, Republicans on the other side have just mobilized. Republicans are mobilizing in two ways. Once, in the wake of 2020, they just moved with like surgical precision to pass a range of state laws designed to make voting registration harder, especially for that new American majority, the low-income folks, young people, people of color. And they did it to maintain power. And then the other way they've done it is that they have ramped up voter registration. We saw in 2022, they were able to convince about 1 million Democrats in battleground states to change their registration from Democratic to Republican. And on top of that, they ran really serious voter registration programs. What we're doing at Civitec is we want to address those issues specifically. We want to expand the electorate. We want to make sure we're including marginalized voters. And we want to make sure we're spending your dollars really well. So, you know, I'll get into that. There are unregistered Democrats everywhere. So this is just a little bit of like state by state in our database, what we can see for potentially unregistered Democrats across the country. What we do is we methodically collect data from untapped public records and combine them with the voter file to identify about 49 million potential voters across the country. And we get those from sources like colleges, universities, professional license holders, returning citizens, public employees like teachers, firefighters, like so these are the people that the democratic and progressive ecosystem want to reach. When we're building a partner, building a program with a partner, how do we do it? We work with you to identify your targets. Who's the universe of people that you want to reach? And then we design a your campaign. So we work with what we do is we send pre-filled voter registration forms to your universe of people. So we will actually mail them a form that's completely filled out. We'll include a postage paid envelope. All the person has to do technically is sign it and return it. And you would be shocked at how well that works, to engage this universe of people. They want to engage, they just don't know how. And so what we're doing is making sure they get the tools. What we know is that, online voter registration is onerous. When you ask people to print things out, less than 10% of American homes have a working printer. I asked my 18-year-old cousins, where do you buy stamps? And they had no idea. So getting people to do the sort of work that they need is just like, we can make this easier. We can also make it pretty inexpensive. We can reach these people with around $2 per target. Then we can track and chase these people, which is what we are good at as Democrats. We use our texting tool to help you text people so that, and we can see when those mail pieces reach their mailbox. So we can text them and say, hey, we know you got your voter registration form. Make sure to fill it out and send it back. And then once they are on the voter file, they're available for you to go out and to engage and turn out. We saw this work. So we have an average of about a 30% registration rate. We know of those people we registered in 2020, about 77% of them turned out, and 89% of them voted for Democrats. So we can see that this method works. You add new people to the file, people that you wouldn't ordinarily have contacted in your other methods. And we're creating habitual voters because those people repeatedly turned out. We can see them turn out again in 2022 and 2023. So it works. So that's one tool. The second tool I wanted to talk to you all is brand new for Civitech. And it's honestly the reason why I came to this company. And it's called Running Mate. And Running Mate is created to help candidates and staff understand their di districts and what they need to win. So the problem, I think Jamie talked about this, is that there's about 500,000 races on the ballot. As Democrats, we're really good about talking to that federal level, that top of the ticket. And supporting those people. But what about down ballot people? If you're running for a down ballot race, there aren't a lot of tools and support that you need to succeed. That's why we created Running Mate. So we wanted people to be able to visualize your district. With Running Mate, you can see a detailed map that allows you to know where your voters are within the district. You can see registered and unregistered voter data, and you can see that by party registration, party lean, vote history, race, sex. You can view the data and cut it any demographic you want. You can chart your path to victory. So Running Mate allows you to calculate the votes you need to win in your district. And then identify those voters, and then you can go contact them. You can use any method you need. And the tar your targets are broken out by precinct. So it's like making small, achievable goals for you. And then you can activate those voters. You can create, you do your voter contact step by step. You'll know the voters you need to contact, persuade, and turn out to reach your win number. So it's a really valuable and interesting tool. We're also going to be selling this tool mostly for the majority of offices for about under $100 a month. So you get access to a voter file mapped along with unregistered voter data, because we want to make sure that everyone has the means and has the affordable tools they need to run for office. We want thousands of more election wins per year, and that's what we are trying to do with this tool. Civitech, we've worked with organizations big and small. We have worked with school board candidates up to the DNC. So we feel like we can offer you any tools, and we have the support you. We have the means to support you in what you're trying to do. So there are millions of potential voters out there for us to reach, hundreds of thousands of campaigns who need tools, and we want to partner with you all. You are the people who are have who are on the ground, who are doing the hard work, who know where we need to go. This QR code will take you to our website. Feel free to fill out a let's talk, and we'll get you connected with someone who can help you with your tools. Feel free to ask me any questions you may have now, or email me. My email is tisha@civitech, TEISHA, at civitech.io, and I'm happy to help as well. And with that, I'll stop sharing, and take any questions you all may have.
Let's open up to questions. If you've got questions in, just drop them into the chat. When you're in the main stage, you'll hear a lot of panels about kind of why we do what we do and kind of the big picture of how it works. Over here at Vendorville, this is, a lot of what actually happens when we all get off the summit and we go back to our tasks. This is how it happens. The work we do with the data we get from Civitech, with the tools we get from Civitech and other vendors and partners that we work with. So thank you for being here as well, and thank you, Tisha. That's very helpful.
Yeah.
Got a question. Can I sponsor some candidates in Indiana? Maybe I'm not sure. I'm not sure I know what that means. You.
Well, I think, Susan, what you're trying to say, I'm just looking at I think you're talking about Running Mate and saying, like, if you could offer it up to 10 candidates.
Oh.
I think there's probably, we'd have to talk through some campaign finance laws, but I think it's a low, or typically it's a low enough price point that we could probably make something happen for you. So why don't you reach out to me in my email, and let's see what we can. I'll put my team on it, and let's see what we can come up with.
Let me answer Vicky real quick. How often does Civitech refresh data? I can take that. So we do, Field Team 6 does a global refresh generally once a year. And we do that for doing so is a fairly significant task. It's expensive, it takes a lot of time. There are also throughout the year, we are often constantly refreshing data in different with different venues. For example, if you are on main stage, you heard that we just raised enough money to do another email outreach in North Carolina with to use Civitech data. That'll be bringing in more data in. There are a couple jurisdictions that give us data more frequently. We'll bring that in. But generally, the answer is Field Team 6 refreshes once a year, with some exceptions. We're right out of time. I want to get a couple. Does Civitech have or need volunteers?
So, Chris, if you email me directly, we do. This year we'll be encountering or talking about some volunteer opportunities with potential texting programs. So, but I'd also say if you're here with Field Team 6, you probably have a ton of volunteer opportunities here. I think this is probably the place for you.
All right, we're about out of time. It was timed up kind of perfectly. Thank you, Tisha.